Hello, everybody. Welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Employees love the 4-day work week, but do companies benefit too? Apparently, yes. The average company rates the trials in 8.2 out of 10 for success, and only 10% discontinued the program after a year. The key seems to be boosting productivity, often by cutting down on meetings and allowing more creative time. But if these productivity hacks are so effective, why have not companies implemented them already? The article suggests the 4-day week makes these changes easier, as workers are motivated to find new efficiencies. As AI threatens more jobs, could the 4-day week be a win-win solution for both employees and employers? When deep in the throes of technical challenge, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. I found this thoughtful blog post that explores the delicate balance between tenacious problem solving and the need to periodically step back and reassess one's approach. What happens when an engineer becomes so fixated on a particular task that they lose touch with their original goals? The author recounts a personal experience of getting overly invested in porting C code to Rust, only to realize they had strayed from their initial intent of simply observing the language's capabilities. This raises an intriguing question: how do we know when we have gone too far down a rabbit hole, and when it's time to take a step back and reevaluate? The article suggests that periodic rituals of reflection, such as asking breaks at regular intervals, can help provide the necessary perspective. By stepping away and asking ourselves fundamental questions about our motivations and priorities, we can avoid the pitfalls of monomania and ensure that our efforts remain aligned with our broader objectives. This is a valuable lesson for developers and tech professionals alike, who must navigate the constant pull of urgent tasks while maintaining a strategic view of their work. The tech industry is obsessed with the idea of 10x developer, the coding superhero who can single-handedly outperform their peers. The reality is far more nuanced. True productivity often comes not from individual heroics, but from effective teamwork and collaboration. What makes someone truly productive? It's not just about coding speed or technical prowess, but the ability to communicate clearly, learn continuously, and delegate tasks effectively. The best developers are not necessarily the ones who can write the most complex algorithms, but those who can elevate the entire team through their teamwork and problem-solving skills. Rather than chasing the mythical 10x developer, companies would do better to focus on building strong, collaborative teams where everyone contributes to their collective success. After all, the real 10x productivity comes from the collective strength of the team, not just the speed of one person's typing fingers. Transitioning into an engineering management role can be daunting, but this insightful article from Alex Ponomarev offers a clear blueprint for making a strong start. The key: preparation, communication, and a willingness to let go of hands-on coding. Ponomarev emphasizes the importance of doing your homework before diving into meetings with your team, manager, and other stakeholders. What are the company's goals, systems, and pain points? Understanding the context upfront allows you to ask the right questions and identify critical information gaps. But the real magic happens when you actively engage your team, not just to introduce yourself, but to truly understand their challenges, ideas, and concerns. How can you best support them during this shift? As an engineering manager, your role evolves from individual contributor to strategic leader. While it may be bittersweet to step back from coding, Ponomarev offers practical advice for managing the transition from delegating tasks to adjusting deadlines. The message is clear. By prioritizing learning, relationship building, and continuous improvement, new engineering managers can lay a solid foundation for long-term success.
In a surprising blog post, one developer argues that the most important tools in his arsenal are not the latest coding frameworks or cutting-edge ideas, but rather a simple pen and notebook. Juha Matti Santala, a seasoned software engineer, explains that when it comes to problem-solving and designing software, stepping away from the computer and embracing analog tools can unlock new levels of creativity and clarity. Santala emphasizes that writing and sketching on paper helps him turn abstract ideas into tangible artifacts, exposing gaps in his understanding that might otherwise be overlooked. By documenting his thought process, he can later revisit and refine his solutions, making it a powerful refactoring tool in its own right. The ability to easily reference past notes also proves invaluable, as Santala can quickly recall his previous thought patterns and design decisions. This unconventional approach to software development raises an intriguing question. In an increasingly digital world, could the humble pen and notebook be the secret weapons that set the most effective developers apart? What large language models have become increasingly useful tools for developers? A recent blog post by Antires highlights how human coders can still outshine AI in certain areas. Antires, a well-known figure in the tech community, shares a story of tackling a complex bug in his Redis project, where he was able to devise a creative solutions that outperformed the suggestions from an LLM assistant. What makes human coders so special? Antires argues that the human capacity for thinking out of the box and envisioning strange and imprecise solutions is something that current AI still struggles to match. By combining his deep domain expertise with lateral thinking, Antires was able to come up with a clever approach involving hashing and JOR operations to efficiently detect and resolve the issue. While the LLM provided useful input, it ultimately fell short of humans' ability to synthesize a truly noble solution. This article serves as a reminder that despite the rapid advancement in AI, there are still many areas where human ingenuity and problem-solving skills remain unparalleled. As the tech industry continues to grapple with the implications of AI, developers and leaders would do well to recognize the unique value that human coders can bring to the table.
In a thought-provoking blog post, Justin Searles explores the challenges of using AI-powered agent tools as peer programmers. While these agents can code faster than humans, Searles argues that their lightning-fast speed can actually undermine the collaborative nature of peer programming. What's the problem with AI programmers? Searles remembers working with programmers who would suddenly take the keyboard and type code really fast, without saying anything. He couldn't even keep up with what they were doing. This same dynamic, he says, can occur with AI agents, leading to disengagement and lack of shared understanding. Worse, the agent may be building the wrong thing all along, leaving the human partner to clean up the mess. So, what's the solution? Searles suggests abandoning editor-based agentic pairing in favor of asynchronous workflows where the agent's work can be reviewed by pull request. He also recommends throttling down the agent's speed and introducing features that encourage more collaborative, human-like behavior, such as pausing to discuss direction and expressing self-doubt. By designing AI tools that emulate the back and forth of human peer programming, Searles believes the tech industry can unlock the benefits of this practice without the pitfalls.
In a startling revelation, it was discovered that the Chicago Sun-Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer had both published special supplements containing entirely fabricated facts, experts, and book titles generated by an AI chatbot. What's most disheartening is that at every step, from the writers to the editors to the readers, no one seemed to care. This incident encapsulates the who cares era we found ourselves in, where mediocre disposable content is churned out and largely ignored, as AI becomes a mediocrity machine producing good enough simulations of normalcy. The question arises, when does the illusion fall apart, and how much do people truly care? That's why I'm making my Tech Weekly content myself, even if an AI voice might sound better, authenticity is required. In a world of shortcuts, real human effort and genuine care make all the difference.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. See you next week.